Welcome to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Football-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with five locations in the Shore area, helping to get you back in the game. The Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale, featuring laser tag, arcade, and birthday parties. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the field and join Matt Harmon and Eddie Iacopinti for all of today's action.
Great day for some college football here on a Saturday in September atop Grimes Hill in Staten Island, looking out over the Verrazano Bridge. This is Monmouth University football as the Hawks, for the 20th time in their history, will take on the Seahawks of Wagner College. Monmouth coming into today's game 1-1, Wagner at 0-2. This is the conference opener for both teams. Monmouth off a win last week, 41-6 over the University of Rhode Island. They will try to snap a three-game losing streak today to Wagner and even up the overall series at 10 games apiece. That is the scene setter here from Staten Island. Great day for some college football. We will step out, take a quick 60-second timeout. When we come back, a bit more of the pregame show, we check in with the latest NEC Notebook.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino with the NEC Notebook, presented by Choice Hotels. To learn how you can save 15% on your next stay, visit northeastconference.org and click on the corporate partners link. Quarterback Kyle Frazier of Gaithersburg, Maryland, led Monmouth to a dominant 41-6 rout over Rhode Island of the Colonial Athletic Association. He went 18 of 28 for 264 yards with three touchdowns and ran for 57 yards. St. Francis cleaned up the rest of the awards with a 39-28 victory over Bryant. Linebacker Bishop Neal of Clairton, Pennsylvania, is the defensive player of the week. He had 13 tackles, an interception, and a second quarter safety. The special teams player of the week is punter Grant Price of Fort Wayne, Indiana. He dropped four of his five punts inside the 20. The rookie pick is running back Kyrie Dixon of Cleveland. The freshman ran 21 times for 148 yards and a touchdown. He also caught two passes for 22 to bring his total to 170 yards from scrimmage. And don't forget, you can keep track of all your scores, standings, and stats all season long at northeastconference.org.
To the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And our pregame show today presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Along with Eddie Iacopinti and Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 1160, 1310 WOBM AM. I'm Matt Harmon, also broadcasting live today on ShoreSportsNetwork.com. This is the third game of the season as these two longtime rivals hook up for the 20th time. Wagner last year a 44-29 victory down in West Long Branch. Last time that MU was a victor in this series, 2008, it was a 31-17 conquest here at Wagner College on what is a special day, the 1987 Division III National Championship team being honored today, and the field also being renamed under the head coach and athletic director, Walt Hamline. It will be now known as Walt Hamline Field. Great honor for the longtime AD and head coach here. But, Eddie, the business at hand for Monmouth, trying to figure out a way to win that conference opener, start and continue on what was a great victory last week against the University of Rhode Island, 41-6.
Yeah, Matt, and a good Saturday afternoon to you as well. And it'll be kind of similar to last season when Monmouth defeated Villanova on the road and then went to Central and got their first league win. Look for something hopefully similar today if you're a Hawks fan. They get that big home win a week ago against the Rams, 41-6, and then they go on the road to Wagner today. Look for MU to start fast like they did a week ago. That's key to them having a chance to win this game. Try to get on top early, maybe get a few scores, get a couple stops, get the momentum going. You don't want to play from behind, especially against a team that has beaten you three times in a row.
Monmouth has the reigning NEC Offensive Player of the Week in fifth-year senior quarterback Kyle Frazier, 18 of 28 last week, 264 yards, led an offense that put up over 500 of total offense. Frazier also three threw for three touchdown passes. The quarterback play always so important, but as Frazier starts to become a bit more comfortable coming back off the knee injury, we saw him not necessarily at his best last week, but boy, he was pretty good.
He was pretty sharp, and he was really efficient when he was asked to throw the football. He scrambled for some first downs, ended up with a fair amount of rushing yards. Again, not necessarily designed runs, but plays that he was able to make something happen, and he was...
We are back here from Wagner College getting set for a 1 o'clock kickoff between the Hawks and the Seahawks. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti working through a couple of phone line issues. We appreciate you sticking with us through the pregame. This is obviously a big one for Monmouth. They've split their results so far in the first 2 weeks of the season. A disappointing loss on the road at Wagner, but a great comeback win last week in week number two, 41-6, as the Hawks steamrolled basically the Rams of the University of Rhode Island. For Wagner, they come into this one 0-2, a tough loss in their opener on the last day of August down at Florida Atlantic, 7-3, and then last week weekend, they dropped one down in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown, 13-10. What we've learned about Wagner the last couple weeks is that their defense, very good. They've given up only 20 points in two losses, but their offense yet to come around. Nick Doscher back as the quarterback for the fourth consecutive year. His numbers up until this point, 16 of 32 for 190 yards. He has thrown one touchdown, been intercepted one time as well. Also a good running attack with Dominique Williams. He is an all-NEC type performer, usually puts up close to 100 yards per contest. So that 1-2 threat that Wagner does offer up between quarterback and running back, something Monmouth will certainly keep their eye on defensively.
And the Hawks defense has been so good these last couple of quarters, Matt. Six straight quarters not allowing a touchdown for the opposition, and they normally struggle with scrambling quarterbacks, quarterbacks that can make plays not only with their arm but with their legs as well. And Doscher, definitely one of those guys, not one of those sleek, small kind of running quarterbacks. He's a bigger player, an older player. He enrolled as a 21-year-old freshman a couple of years ago after playing minor league baseball for the Kansas City Royals. So he's experienced, he's big, and he's one of the better offensive players Wagner's ever had.
Wagner won the opening coin toss. They have elected to defer, so Monmouth will receive the football first. Our coin toss presented by Coke Zero. The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coca-Cola taste and zero calories. So here in their home green uniforms, green helmets, and the white pants for Monmouth. They are in their away white jerseys today, all white. White jerseys, white pants, the midnight blue helmets with the white MU on either side, and the dark blue numerals. It's the conference opener for both of these teams. The NEC with a full slate of games taking place this weekend. Quick check of the scoreboard for you before we get this one up and going. The University of New Hampshire leading Central Connecticut 20-3. That game in the second quarter. Bryant and Maine getting set to square off from up in Rhode Island. Sacred Heart visiting Colgate. Robert Morris is on the road at Dayton. St. Francis, Pennsylvania playing at Moorhead State. Duquesne will be at Valparaiso this afternoon in a 4 o'clock kickoff between Albany and Youngstown State, which puts this one kind of in the highlight category for the NEC. It is the all-conference game. It's the only all-conference game taking place today. Again, Monmouth will receive the opening kickoff here. We step out and take a 30-second timeout. We're back for the opening kickoff right after this. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Game time temperature right in the mid to high 70s. Bit of a breeze coming across the field. More of a swirling wind than anything else. It will be number 59, David Lopez, the senior from Plantation, Florida, to kick this one off and get us up and going. Three players back deep for Monmouth. Pete Nagy, the deepest of the three. He is flanked by KB Asante and the freshman, Joe Johnson. One bit of injury news. Mitchell Pollard will not play today with a hamstring injury. Pollard would normally be the last guy back in this return unit, but not here today. It will be Lopez to put it at the 35-yard line, just about a step over from the left hash mark. Big game for both of these teams today with a large crowd on hand. High end-over-end kick put short. Asante fields at the 15-yard line. Going to come to the near side hash mark, cut back against the grain, get to the middle of the field, and is taken down at the 31-yard line. So here comes the Monmouth offense. So far they've put up 29 points per contest. They have thrown well. They have rushed well. Pretty balanced attack that MU has offered up. Kyle Frazier, the fifth-year senior quarterback, will get this one up and going. Expected to be joined in the starting front five, Mike Murphy and Brandon Maxwell, the tackles, Dino Molina and Josh Patterson, the guards. Mike Hunchek is the senior center. Tyler George and Mike McLafferty both will come on as tight ends today. Julian Hayes at the running back spot, and a split wide receiver set with Neil Sterling up top to the right and Tristan Roberts near sideline to the left. It will be Hayes to get the carry. Falls forward to the 35-yard line. Our starting lineups presented by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Rooney's Oceanfront, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. On a second down and six, Hayes will get it again. He will work the right side, take it to the 39-yard line, 2 yards shy of an MU first down to bring up a third and two. 3-4 alignment for Wagner, the defensive ends Devon Johnson and Yamir Ortiz, the defensive tackle Devontae Barnett, the outside linebackers Mike Malone and Theodore Clohessy, CO Prime, and Mike Lombardo inside, Matt McGinnis and Jared Jadone, the corners Patrick O'Connor, who was an NEC defensive player of the week a couple weeks ago at one safety spot. Here's Hayes trying to get the first down. He is stacked up a yard over the line of scrimmage, going to be close to a first down, but about a yard shy. Sadiq Solomana is the other safety for Wagner.
Pretty conservative play calling here, Matt, as MU electing to keep things on the ground a couple of times in a row with Hayes. That one, they went power formation left. It gave the look with Wagner giving soft coverage that MU had something available on the outside had they elected to throw.
Dominique Williams going back deep, awaiting the punt here of Ryan Moore. Moore will step into it about his own 30-yard line. Williams waits at his own 25. High, wobbly kick. Williams will let it bounce at the 26. It will continue to roll inside the 20-yard line and then be downed at the 18 by Billy Louch. So Monmouth a three and out on their opening possession. 13:07 to go in the first quarter. No score.
And now we'll get a look, Matt, at this Monmouth defense again. Haven't allowed the opposition to score a touchdown in six quarters since halftime of that Lehigh game. They've been a fast, aggressive unit, forcing turnovers, keeping the opposition off of the scoreboard.
And up front for MU, Mike Upham and Chris Luma at the tackles. Pat O'Hara and Brad Harris started the defensive ends. The linebacking core, Colin Cooper and Billy Louch outside. Dan Sullivan, who had an interception a week ago, inside. Elijah Phillips and Reggie Hildebrandt Jr., the corners, the safeties, Andrew Sutton and Patrick Gray. Five-man front here for Monmouth. Nick Dosher will hand it off to Williams off the right side. He'll work it forward to the 20-yard line, a gain of just about two to bring up a second and eight. The Wagner offense, under the direction of four-year starter Nick Dosher, 6'2", 225-pound senior. Dominique Williams at one running back spot. Patrick Gibbons is the fullback. Anthony Carrington, product out of Toms River North High School, at one wide receiver. David Crawford is the other. Joe Sidoris is the tight end. The tackle, Sean Pearson, and Brett Buzzard. The guards, Steve Siassi and Brendan Byrne. David Fredrickson is the center. Second down and eight from the Wagner 20-yard line. Three wide receivers set for Dosher. Monmouth showing blitz, and here they come with the linebackers. Louch there. Here comes MU sandwiching Dosher back behind the line at the 14-yard line. A host of Hawks involved in that play. Louch was the first one to cause havoc, cleaned up by, looked like, Upham and Luma.
Sullivan with the immediate blitz right over the center in the A-gap. Louch with a bit of a delayed blitz, and that allowed the second wave to kind of collapse on Dosher with Harris cleaning things up. You can give a sack on that play to any one of a couple Hawks, Matt, and now forcing Wagner into something they're not built for. Not many teams are at third and long.
Third down and 14 for the Seahawks. Four wide receiver package coming here. Two up top to the left, two near sideline to the right, both in slot receiver combinations as Dasha will work from the shotgun here. Monmouth with a four-man rush coming. Dosher with time, stands in the pocket, now flush, going to roll off to his right. Masick giving chase, Dosher at the 10-yard line, stops, throws, looks down the field. That one flipped up a couple of times and finally falling incomplete. It was in the hands of a Wagner wide receiver, looked to be number 26, D'Angelo James. He was then sandwiched by both Sutton and Gray, and the ball popped out and fell incomplete.
And that's what Dasher brings to the table, Matt. He's an athletic quarterback. He scrambled that time, didn't look to run. He kept his eyes downfield, almost had a chance at completing that third and long, but the MU defense holds for the three and out.
So on will come the punt team for Wagner. That is number 38, A.J. Firestone. MU should get good field position here with Wagner, a late player, running on. Elijah Phillips standing back around midfield. And a timeout has been taken, pointing in Mama's direction, but I don't know why the Hawks would take a timeout. I think it was Wagner that took one, and it is. 11:21 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Wagner and Monmouth, and the Seahawks taking that timeout because they were a bit disorganized, running a player on late, and rather than take a delay of game penalty or some kind of procedure, they'll use a timeout. We'll keep it right here.
And now we'll get a look at the Monmouth offense for the second time, barring any kind of potential fake from Wagner, but you have to figure neither team thus far offensively doing anything. Team's kind of well with Dasher and Williams. Passing game isn't where they are yet. They do run it two-thirds of the time, so expect a lot of plays on the ground, and it's kind of similar for Monmouth. We saw three straight runs on their first possession.
On this next change of possession, we'll talk about the coaching matchup a little bit, which is somewhat intriguing between two longtime head coaches at their respective programs. Firestone coming back on to punt. Wagner has their unit all set up. Elijah Phillips standing at his own 43-yard line. Here comes pressure from Monmouth. Firestone with a low spiraling kick. It will take a bounce and roll out of bounds. Let's see where the far side official walks up. I think it's going to be around the Monmouth 48-yard line. And the official takes it up two more yards right at midfield. Walt Hamline in his 32nd year here as the head coach of Wagner. 204, 125, and 2. Kevin Callahan, the only coach that Monmouth has known in his 20th year, 110 and 87. They've known each other for a long time. Coach Callahan back here in the early 80s, a three-year assistant coach before going to Colgate. So there is a lot of similarity between the two coaching staffs.
A lot of connection between these two. Coach Hamline, in fact, is a Monmouth County resident. So a lot of connections between these two schools, separated by just about 45 minutes of travel.
Frazier back on with the offense for the second time. Wanting to throw on first down. Swings it wide. Catch is made by Tristan Roberts. He is upended at the Wagner 46-yard line. That tackle by Matt McGinnis. Throw in Juwan Jackson, who was an assistant coach here at Wagner at one point, and Marvin Clesidor, who coached the last couple of years for Wagner as well. So a lot of similarities and connections between these two staffs.
I guess that's what happens when you're so geographically similar and close, and just got to cross one bridge to get here.
Sterling splitting out this time. Far sideline right. Robert staying near sideline left. Tight end either side for Frazier to operate with. Hayes the single back. Remaining. No score, but the Hawks might have something going here. First and 10 from the Wagner 39-yard line. Backs the defense over. Nick Lafferty and George in a tight end wing combination off the left side of the formation. Kyle wants to throw again, flares it in the flat, catch is made by McLafferty, who will take it down to the Wagner 36-yard line, gain of three to bring up a second and seven, McLafferty's fifth catch of the year.
Kyle Frazier starts out 2 for 2, keeping it short, intermediate, nice possession passing, as MU taking a look over to the sideline again this year, not huddling, they're not exactly hurrying up. But they want to keep Wagner in that defensive alignment, the 3-4 base that they show now.
Lamar Davenport checking in, far side wide receiver. In the slot to the right is Roberts, who will now come in motion. Jet sweep coming to the left side. Robert cuts it up quick. Flag is thrown. This is going to be, I think, a hold on Monmouth. It was thrown right in the direction of Tyler George, the tight end, who was having some words for the linesman who came in. So this one likely coming back was thrown behind the line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line.
There's a big hole for Tristan on that play, but it closed rather quickly. This Wagner defense, a very fast unit. What you thought you might have had initially really closed up in a hurry as we wait for the official call here. And, Matt, you're correct. It will be a hold against the Hawks, getting them off schedule offensively.
That's a spot foul. So from the line of scrimmage, we'll back up Monmouth to the Wagner 47-yard line. Put it actually at the 46, where it will be a long situation here for the MU offense. 9:48 to play in the first quarter, and the clock running. No score between Wagner and Monmouth. Second and 17. Hayes going to swap from the left to the right side. Three wide receiver set. Roberts in motion, sets up trips to the right side. Frazier wanting to throw. Heavy pressure, lets it go, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Wagner, stepping into the passing lane. Sadiq Solomata with the interception. Not the best of decisions for Frazier. He was trying to throw it away, but did not see number two in green coming through for the interception.
Yeah, there was some kind of screen, Matt, set up formation right. Roberts was the intended receiver, was actually blocking downfield, and his back was to the play. Credit Wagner, great ball recognition by the Seahawks defense as they now force this turnover, and they'll get the ball in pretty decent field position. That's Kyle's third pick of the season.
Didn't have any last week through two in the opening season, lost to Lehigh. So Dosher coming back on with good field position. Wagner has it first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Split wide receiver set, a tight end to either side as Bryant Watts comes in as the second tight end. Dosher pumps once, wants to go downtown. This one will be underthrown, thrown in the direction of the very speedy Anthony Carrington. Carrington coming in with five receptions on the season for 60 yards. Saw him play high school ball for years at Toms River High School North. Good target, good size, has good speed as well.
That time they tried the double move to the far side of the field. Reggie Hildebrandt Jr., not fooled at all on the play, was with Carrington step for step on the coverage. That play seemingly has more effectiveness when you've completed a couple intermediate passes before going up top. That time it fell incomplete.
David Crawford comes this time, far side wide receiver into the right sideline. Wing tight end off to the left. It will be Williams on the carry, stretching it out left. Monmouth defends well, tripped up in the backfield for a one-yard loss. It'll bring up a third down and 11.
Something that the Monmouth defense has done a much better job early on this season is defending the perimeter of run plays. That time they didn't allow Williams to square his shoulders to the line of scrimmage and get upfield. They got good defensive penetration from the front four before the linebackers cleaned it up.
Third down conversions on the season. Monmouth has done very well, not counting this game. 4 of 22 coming in. They yielded just 10% on third down to URI last week. 8:40 and rolling here in the first quarter. Third and 11. Four wide receiver set. Three right, one left. Monmouth showing blitz. Dosher hangs in the pocket. Lets it go. Looking down to the far sideline. It is incomplete. Again, the intended target looked to be number 86, Anthony Carrington. Incomplete. Elijah Phillips on the coverage. So a win for the Monmouth defense as after the turnover, the Hawks forcing a three and out.
Yeah, put in a tough position with Wagner having the ball near midfield, forcing their second three and out here in the first quarter. It's a good job by the defense, not allowing the big play early, which you like to call if you're a Wagner fan, go up top after the turnover, but MU solid here.
A.J. Fires going on. Elijah Phillips standing at his own 11-yard line. Second punt of the afternoon for Wagner. High snap, no pressure. Wobbly kick, angle to the far sideline. Phillips fields it at the 20-yard line, gets to the 30, on his way to the 35-yard line, spin his way forward to about the 37 before being taken down. Good solid return by Elijah Phillips, who has that as part of his arsenal, again taking over the spot for Mitchell Pollard, who's injured in the game today. But Phillips, a very good return man, and gives Monmouth pretty decent field position. So a couple of wins for the Monmouth defense. We'd like to see that, but a sluggish start so far for the offense,
which was so sharp a week ago against URI, and now needs to find that rhythm again. And they were so good, Matt, last week with balance. They were running it and throwing it highly efficiently, and they're able to do so because Kyle Frazier was completing a lot of passes. The line was great a week ago. They got to find that rhythm again. It starts with winning first down.
Three wide receiver set. Thaddeus Richards comes into the game. Slot man to the near sideline. Here's KB Asante getting his first carry. Tackled at the line of scrimmage. Mike Lombardo, the inside linebacker, on the stop. Second and 10. A defensive battle so far. Just about midway through this first quarter in a scoreless NEC clash. The conference opener for both of these teams.
If you look at the Monmouth stat sheet, might be a bit surprised to see that Asante is the leading rusher for this Monmouth team. Came in with 158 yards. He's been good this season.
Frazier looking left. Now swings it off to his right. Asante will make the catch. Tackled in the open field by Jadone. Gain of about four will leave the Hawks with a third down and six. Clock continuing to move now with a 7.5-minute mark. Wagner picked 7th in the NEC preseason poll. Monmouth 5th. Not that that means anything, but give you a gauge of what the coaches thought about both of these teams going into the league.
Third down here. Keep an eye on Neil Sterling. Kyle Frazier hasn't looked his way formation right.
Sterling 7 catches on the year. He draws single coverage up top of the formation. Frazier wanting to throw, looking for Sterling. He'll make the catch inside of Wagner territory and take it down to the Seahawk 39-yard line. The crystal ball out for my partner as he called that one from up here in the box. And Sterling with a big gainer to give Monmouth a first down.
Yeah, what better time to look for your best wide receiver, your most impressive physical specimen, Sterling that time. Nice square in right at the first down marker.
6'4", 235. Sets up a trips formation off to the right side. Now Richards in motion. Here comes a pitch to the left side for Asante. Picking a spot. He'll bounce his way forward. Get inside the 35-yard line to the 32. Gain of 7 to leave Monmouth with a very workable 2nd and 3.
Yeah, the coaches call it stay ahead of the change. Stay on schedule, and they do so here. And again, it's because it's balance. Throw on third down to complete. Nice run on first down. The playbook wide open here.
Richards and Sterling up top to the right. Roberts staying bottom of the formation to the left. Blitz coming for Wagner. Frazier sees it. Throws for Roberts, who will make the catch. Step out of bounds at the Wagner 28-yard line. That will be a first down for the Hawks on a 5-yard completion. 6:19 to go in the first quarter. MU still looking for the first points of the day.
Now Roberts, couple of catches short. Intermediate passing game. This one will pick up the first down, and MU going a little quicker here in between plays.
Frazier right back to the line. Has Asante off to his right. He will get the carry. Work the right side. Bounce off a tackle at the 23-yard line. Get forward to the 21. And now the MU offense starting to click. 7-yard pickup. 2nd and 3 coming up.
Yeah, a little more pep to the step here, Matt. And they're getting in and out of their calls a little quicker than they were before. They look sharp here on this drive.
Davenport and Richards up top to the formation right. Roberts staying near sideline left. Frazier wanting to throw. Now going to move from the pocket. He's got a ton of room in front of him. Going to tuck it, run, have the first down, and run out of bounds at the Wagner 16-yard line. So a fresh set of downs coming up here for the Hawks on a 1st and 10 from the Seahawks 16-yard line. 5-yard pickup. Frazier getting the signals in from two of the backup quarterbacks, Craig Peterson, number 5, number 18, Greg DePue.
Yeah, if you look over there, how many guys are signaling in plays, Matt? We got 5, maybe 6?
I know that. You would love to do that just one game, wouldn't you? Just be like a dummy guy over there.
I'd love to. I actually want to hold up a giant picture with Greg Viscomi's face on it.
Here's Frazier on 1st and 10. In trouble, flushed in the pocket, going to tuck it, run, get to the 15, break a tackle at the 10, to the 5, dives forward to the pylon, steps out of bounds at the 1. No, they say touchdown. Late call by the near side official, the field judge. He will whistle Frazier for the score. 16-yard scamper for the senior who punches it in for MU, and they take a 6-0 lead.
Might have to see the coach film during the week. Was it Tristan Roberts that had that monstrous crackback block on a far side Wagner defender that sprung Kyle, a decleater right around the 10-yard line, which allowed Kyle, who's such a strong athlete, to break a few tackles and get into the end zone. That's what you need to spark the offense.
Here's Eric Spillane on for the extra point. Big time run. That is a part of Frazier's game that has really come around. And this year, more so than the last couple, being more patient before he decides to take off and run. Flags have been thrown before Monmouth can get off this extra point. It'll be an offside on Wagner. Wagner coaches kind of looking around wondering why that call taking place.
You can add me to that bewildered group too.
Spillane trying to tack on the extra point, make this a 7-0 advantage. Peterson, the holder. Evan Ruane, the new long snapper for MU. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Dead on through the uprights, and the Hawks lead it 7-0. 5:03 to go in the first quarter. We step out for a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Football, and you're doing it right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, a new menu, and the best wings in the area. Whether it's watching college or NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
8 plays, 62 yards, 3 minutes, 13 seconds taken off the clock. Monmouth with the opening score. They lead it 7-0 over the Seahawks here from Wagner College. Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti broadcasting on 1160, 1310 a.m. Great Saturday afternoon for some football. The Monmouth offense cooking in that last drive, capped off a 16-yard touchdown run from Kyle Frazier. Here's Lucas Santangelo on to kick it off. Short kickoff, bounces at the 18-yard line, picked up, take it over at the Seahawk 41-yard line. Good opening field position off that last touchdown. Monmouth defense put to the test here again, working in some new players up on that defensive line as they will rotate 8-9 guys during the course of the game. Dosher going to check over the defensive alignment. Five-man front. Colin Cooper walking up as the outside linebacker. Defensive formation left. Dosher, option to the left side. Pitches to Williams. He's got some space in front of him. He's got good speed, and he's got a first down. Takes it into Monmouth territory. Tripped up by Sullivan at the Hawk 43-yard line.
Clever little play design there from Wagner. Almost a triple option look with Williams in a wingback position. Formation right, motioned around to the far side. Nice pitch from Dosher. Read the defensive end very well. Big first down for Wagner as they look for creative ways to get their best running back involved.
Well, he is so key to be a big part of the offense. This is 23rd collegiate game, 13 of the last 22. He has rushed for over 100 yards. That usually spells success. Monmouth showing blitz here on first down. Dosher doesn't like what he sees and will use a timeout. Second timeout by Wagner called here in the first quarter. 4:18 to go, and the Hawks leading it 7-0 after the 16-yard touchdown run from Kyle Frazier. A couple of reminders for you on the programming side. We, of course, each and every Tuesday broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show from 7 to 8 o'clock. And next Saturday afternoon, we are back at home in the friendly confines of Kessler Field for the Hawks conference opener at home against the Pioneers of Sacred Heart. 1 o'clock kickoff, as normally is the case in these early September-October games.
A lot going on next week at Kessler Field. It's Youth Football Day. It's Scout Day. Shadow, Monmouth's new mascot. Not really new. It's turning 10 years old. And it's also Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Day. We tried to sandwich them all.
How many things could we pack into one day of activity?
That's what happens when you only get the one home game now between the 22nd and October 20th, which is homecoming. So you got to make the most of what you get.
Williams going to get it upfield, taken down at the 39-yard line. Host of Hawks involved on that tackle. Just about a 5-yard pickup. It'll bring up 2nd and 5.
And here we see Wagner, Matt, go to a little bit more of a hurry-up look in that shotgun. They got to the line quickly, and Dosher will try to identify where the Monmouth pressure will come from.
Play clock down to 15. Plenty of time. Blitz coming for MU. Here's that option again. Dosher into the open field. Read the blitz perfectly. To the 25, stays on his feet. To the 20, pushed out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Couple of times now Monmouth has been burned on their own blitz, and Dosher so experienced. We talk about his age, and every once in a while that experience really comes through. Very good run that time for the senior quarterback.
And again, the dual threat quarterback seems to give the Monmouth defense fits when they do elect to bring pressure.
D'Angelo James checking back in, number 26, slot receiver to the left side of the formation. Darnell Sapps up that way as well. David Crawford, number 88, good size wide out to the near sideline at 6'4". Dosher taking a lot of time off the play clock this time around. 3:15 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Wants to throw, flares it to the near sideline, throws incomplete. The intended target was Crawford. It'll bring up 2nd and 10.
The zone read game, the option game, everything kind of on the table for Wagner when they run the football. They do it in a variety of ways. The majority, Matt, however, of their passes, short screen-type plays, and then what they'll try to do eventually is break one over the top. We saw Dasher a couple of years ago really burn Monmouth on a couple deep plays. It's important to keep those Wagner perimeter players, those receivers and tight ends, in sight.
Cody Morgan, number 20, as a slot man to the left side of the formation, along with Saps and with Crawford. Trips that way, tight end back to the right. Dasher wanted to throw, flares it to the outside. A little too hot with that one. The intended target was Morgan, the 5'8 junior. Throws an incompletion to bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, the former baseball prospect with a high and outside offering to his catcher on that play. They tried the little slip screen formation left wide side of the field. A lot of green on that side. Dasher unable to complete it. And see if the MU defense, which has been so good on third down throughout the first 2.25 games this year, can stand up to the task again.
Certainly would like to force a field goal attempt here. David Lopez is a good one. He's got some good range. But three certainly better than seven. Again, trips formation this time up to the left. Tight end back to the right. And the ball from the right hash mark. Dasher looking left all the way. Now stepping up in the pocket close to the line of scrimmage. Will tuck it and run and get to the 13 to the 12-yard line, maybe, is where they'll spot it on a 4-yard pickup. But Monmouth will at least force the field goal attempt as the senior Lopez will come on.
They did well that time, Matt, after Dasher crossed that line of scrimmage to converge. And doing a good job on that play, I believe it was Billy Louch tracking him down, bringing him down short of the first down marker.
A.J. Firestone, the punter, is the holder. This one spotted from the 19-yard line. A 29-yard attempt well in the range of Lopez, who is the 2010 All-NEC place kicker. High snap, good hold, almost blocked. It will sail through the uprights, however, and be good. We take a timeout with Monmouth 7, Wagner 3. Up on the scoreboard, 2:19 remaining in the first quarter. 30-second pause. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
This afternoon's broadcast brought to you in part from our friends at the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association, the members of the NJEA, working to make public schools great for every child.
29-yard field goal for David Lopez gets Wagner up on the scoreboard. 7-3, Monmouth leads. Hawks getting set to receive the ball here as Pete Nagy again back deep, flanked by Johnson and Asante. Lopez puts a charge into this one. High end over end kick, fielded by Nagy at the 7-yard line. Coming right, runs through a tackle at the 15, stays on his feet to the 25, and continues to grind forward to the 31-yard line. A lot of strength shown that time by Nagy.
I believe we're going to get an offsides call on Wagner on the kickoff, so it'll be up to Coach Callahan to elect. Does he want Pete's return to stand, or do you make Wagner, you back him up and make him kick again?
I think you make him kick it again.
Well, I know the answer. I was just presenting both sides.
Of course, I'm sure both of us are wrong, and we'll see the Monmouth offense come back on.
Well, I mean, I see the five offensive linemen out there being talking things over.
Well, what they can do is the third option is they can take the penalty on top of the return, which puts it to the 36-yard line, which I guess kind of makes sense.
Option C is always the one that gets me.
Eric Sumlin checking into the game here. Slot receiver set to the left. He and Roberts near sideline. Formation left. Sterling up top to the right. Monmouth had a touchdown on their last drive. Asante gets the carry right up the middle. Bounces forward to the Hawk 42-yard line. Gain of 6 to bring up a second down and 4. Mike Malone, the outside linebacker, on the tackle.
Here, MU running it, Matt, on the first down. And now something that I've really enjoyed seeing. They'll bring in Pete Nagy in the backfield with Asante. This is a dangerous formation for a defense. A lot of speed on the field right now for the Hawks.
Three wide again. Sumlin and Roberts combination left. Sterling up top to the right. Here's the give to Nagy up the middle. He will have a Hawk first down and continues to churn forward, gets to midfield. That will go as a carry of 8, and Monmouth will move the chains. Seems like to me the only thing that could slow the Monmouth offense down in certain situations is the Monmouth offense.
Exactly. If they cannot turn the ball over, maintain possession, and they continue the balanced play calling, they can move the ball in chunks. We've seen three running backs do a nice job so far this afternoon. Nagy's run there, very reminiscent of that kickoff return a couple seconds ago.
Robert's going to stay as the solo man, formation left. Frazier in trouble, slips off a sack, stays on his feet, looking to block, still behind the line of scrimmage, then gets a block from Nagy and will run out of bounds at the 39-yard line. An 11-yard pickup. How about that for some magic? Frazier not only avoided a sack or two, but then waited for Nagy to set up another de-cleating block.
Well, two. Nagy picked up two. He got a shoulder on the one blitzer, and then he was able to get up, hustle downfield, cut another Wagner defender down, which allowed Kyle Frazier to pick up that first down. You like when your offense plays with a little fire.
Monmouth coming in here with two fresh running backs. Justin Pandorf is the fullback. Hayes will check in at the tailback spot. First and 10 from the Wagner 39-yard line. Seahawks jumping offside. Hayes cut down at the line of scrimmage, but this should be plus 5 for Monmouth with 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and the Hawks leading at 7-3.
And looking very, very efficient right now, Matt, offensively, doing it on the ground. Asante, a couple nice runs. Nagy, a run. Frazier, a scramble. And after they confer here, we'll get the official offsides call, neutral zone infraction. So MU will continue moving that ball down the field. And I got to watch out what I say because there's a very crowded press box, but I'd love a play action here.
Crowded press box. Why? Somebody next door to us?
No. If I talk too much, people from the other team can hear me.
I sat to the left of Frazier. It will be Hayes. Hayes with some room to the 20. Cuts it outside to the 25. Inside the 20-yard line. Taken down at the 19. First down run. A 15-yard pickup for Julian Hayes.
The Hawks came into this game averaging over 200 on the ground, Matt. Balanced attack. Over 5 yards a carry they're averaging as a team, and they're doing a lot to continue that trend this afternoon.
Frazier, no signs of slowing down here. First and 10 from the Wagner 19. The board put 13 up, 13-3. 19-yard pitch and catch. Frazier to Tristan Roberts, and the Hawks lead it by 10.
They gave a few, Matt, passes to the flat. Roberts caught two intermediate ones earlier in this game. Combine that with the good running attack, and they bring the safeties into the box. Single coverage over the top. Roberts easily able to get into the end zone.
Here's Spillane on for his second extra point of the day. This to make it 14-3. Impressive first quarter here for the Monmouth offense. Sluggish at the start, but really finding their groove right now. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, dead on through the uprights, and good. Monmouth 14, Wagner 3, 9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are.
Back here from Walt Hamline Field, where the Hawks leading the Seahawks 14-3. That last scoring drive, 5 plays, 64 yards, a 19-yard touchdown pass from Frazier to Tristan Roberts, and Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. Another high end-over-end kick, again a bit short, fielded at the 15-yard line. Cutting upfield at the 30, staying on his feet is number 9, Otis Wright, who will take it to the Wagner 35, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. We'll step out, take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back with some scores from around the Northeast Conference and a quick recap of this one. Get you set for the start of quarter number 2 with 15 minutes in the book. Monmouth leads Wagner 14-3. We're back right after this with more Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.